I can hear you. There we go.
Okay, cool.
We're live.
Yes, about
we are live. About time, everybody. We are live. Nikki Bonds podcast with the homegirl Ashley, who's going to be quite frequently as the homegirl holding me down. If you know what I'm saying. So we got quite the week in the wild, wide world of things. Right? Crazy week, right? We got ASAP, right? ASAP Rocky is stuck in Swedish prison.
Which I think is so crazy.
Right? What are your thoughts on that right now?
So here's my thing. Maybe it's because I'm not big on following what's going on, but it's just like, why is he still in there? And he's been in there since July the 5th.
Exactly. And he turned himself in.
And he turned himself in. It's 20 days where he's been in, like, a poor environment. Like, I'm just not understanding why there's not any further action going down.
Yeah, interesting was the tweet that Trump just put out. I think if I pull it up, I could pull it up real quick right here. This man said, he said, hashtag free Rocky. I am extremely upset with Prime Minister blah, 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 blah.
Whatever that name is.
I see exactly what this man just said. Watch this. Actually, Academics is the one who posted it. Trump's going off on Twitter, and I want everybody, you know, give us your feedback. It's his first official podcast with your boy and your girl, Ashley and Nikki Bonds. Trump said, give, and homie actually put in the money sign in ASAP Rocky. I mean, he's gaining that vote. He is gaining the African-American vote right now. He goes, give ASAP Rocky his freedom. We do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Sweden should focus on its real crime problem. Hashtag free Rocky. And then, right after that, he posted again. Very disappointed in Prime Minister Stefan Löfven for being unable to act. Sweden has left our African-American community down in the United States. I watched the tapes of ASAP Rocky, and he was being followed and harassed by troublemakers. Treat Americans fairly, free Rocky.
And, so basically what they're saying is, like, that he was charged with assault, correct? And he's waiting for the trial.
That's what I'm reading up on now. I mean, it seems like, you know, a little scrap went down the streets. I mean, let's be real, though. If it was any regular guy, they would have had no idea who it was. You know what I mean?
Right. But since it's ASAP Rocky, it's kind of like, oh, since this is you. But I'm kind of like, okay, so I don't know if you heard of Nicki Minaj's response to this, because this happened to her in Jamaica. And
Nicki?
She was talking about how this happened to her in Jamaica, and they were trying to arrest her. So it's just like, is it just the issue?
Inform me about this story and the listeners, because I don't know about this story.
Yeah, like so I guess this is like closer to the time that he was arrested, and they were basically saying that they wasn't going to let him out for the whole situation. So she chimed in, and she made her comment kind of like, you know, that was during the time where she was performing. It wasn't necessarily assault. Like, she was just cussing. And, you know, she's vulgar.
Right,
so
right.
That is what it is. So they arrested her. They were trying to arrest her because, like, she was cussing and using vulgar language. But my thing is this. In her case, it's like, why would you try to arrest her? You knew what you were signing up for when you had her in that location. You knew what you were signing up for. She's a vulgar, like, she speaks vulgarly anyway. She was doing that before she even started making real albums, like, mixtapes. Right.
Actual content.
Yeah. But it's just I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're booking somebody, a major star, not just anybody, someone who's been in the game for over 10 years, someone who's been doing it, someone is an international star. I mean, it's almost like, have you not been listening to her for the last decade?
Exactly. Like, have y'all not heard Itty Bitty Picky? Right? This is what they do. And it's just like, for you to make it like, oh, this is a big issue. I'm pretty sure there's other people that's gotten into little brawls or arguments on the street in Sweden or Australia or whatever. Like, it happens in Georgia. Like, it just happens, you know?
You there? I think we broke up for like 2 seconds.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
We're good. We're back.
Okay.
So basically, I agree. It's almost as if they're trying to entrap Americans and these other countries, right? And especially in these other countries, it seems like there's some type of like entrapment going on.
It's kind of like once you do get to that point, because let's be real, I'm black, so normally we don't start getting passports until like a certain age, and so once we start venturing out, it's like, are we going to get this type of treatment? It makes you not even want to go out of the country, especially if you're hearing stuff like this on the news, so I don't know if that's the motive behind it or what it is, but...
So you're thinking they're doing it on purpose, so in order to repel that community from going into the countries.
Of course, think about it. Like this whole thing with the Dominican Republic thing, like that's become an issue. There's a lot of people that are dying over there. They're not like a lot of Americans. Period. Not just like the African American community, but. Americans, period, are dying over there.
Like
so
travelers?
That's been going on for months. There's been a couple of situations where
trafficking type stuff.
This girl, not necessarily trafficking, but they're saying that the alcohol over there was tainted, where people was drinking and they were dying. There was a couple of situations where there was a white woman that went out there. Her and her husband, and she was saying that she went out to go on a walk or something like that in the middle of the night. I'm not exactly sure why, but she went out. But neither here nor there.
One of those midnight strolls, you know.
One of those midnight strolls. I don't fucking know. But she went out. She went out, and there was a case where she was saying that she was raped and held kidnapped and all types of shit. During that time, I don't know, but it was that one. But it's been like 10 people that's been killed over there. That's Americans within the past couple of months.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even hear about that one.
Shit's getting real over there in the Dominican Republic. So that, and then this issue with ASAP Rocky, and it's just like, what else? What else are we going to hear? And it's kind of like, you know how sometimes with the media, when certain situations happen, it goes like in spurts. So
exactly.
So there's a situation where this is going on in certain areas and people are getting held up and all this. And then eventually they'll have another school shooting and all of this.
Yep.
So I don't know what message they're trying to bring out for this one, but it does sound like they're definitely trying to keep us from traveling, Americans. Period.
Yeah, I think you're right. You might even, obviously there's the African American factor with both those people, with both those artists. But I think G-Eazy kind of made a really big point about this because he got detained while he was in Sweden. But I didn't get the exact details of how it happened, and I also don't know if it was also for a actual physical altercation. Because obviously an assault charge is different than if they pulling you over because they smell weed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to treat you much differently if something's physical versus non-physical. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
So I don't know the exact details, but he was pretty vocal on Twitter saying, you know, you guys released me and whatever it was a day or two, but because I'm white, right? And then you hold this man for 4 weeks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And so, I do feel like in situations like that, I do like when people speak up about issues, because it's not necessary. And I know it's a lot of stuff that happens, and oftentimes you don't want to play the black card. I know for me, I'm not big on trying to play the black card, but I'll call it fade to fade. If it's a sexist situation, like a misogyny situation, I'm gonna call that shit out. If it's a African American situation where it's just race, then I'm gonna call it out. And with me,
you keep it 100 regardless. You're just a straight shooter. Yeah, that's why I love talking to you. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a double minority, so I see shit from two different spectrums. You know, and I don't know. I was speaking about this earlier, where like, oftentimes, and I know this is crazy, I know this might be veering off, but when, let's say that something happens, if Cardi B was to call that shit out, she's a spicy mommy, let my black ass call it out. Let my black ass call about it, and I'm overbearing, I'm one of those type of people that are doing too much, it's a lot. So.
Right. Yeah, no, I hear you for sure.
Yeah. But
that's
my soapbox.
No, you're good. I mean, you know, I think we're gonna keep doing this as part of the show. We're gonna talk about current events, and you know, eventually for the listeners, we're gonna get other people to call in, and we're gonna get artists to call in, and we're gonna get this to become a regular thing. And you know, also whether it's going on sports, politics, anything global, music, everything. I mean, this is going to be a platform where, you know, people can call in. It doesn't even have to be a celebrity to call in. You know, for everybody listening, you know, my Instagram is @Nikki_Bonds, BONDZ. And we're going to start putting up all the links up on Instagram so everybody can start listening, especially when we start having guests on as well. As you guys know, I'm also an artist, and we'll be talking a lot about music, a lot about my upcoming work and my upcoming projects, as well as artists on my record label that I do own, their upcoming works. And then we want to bring in some content from outside, and we want to get some big artists in here so you guys can get some other perspectives on their work and, you know, what they're working on and so forth. So,
right. Of course, I'm not a music artist, but I am definitely a music connoisseur. So, I do have a big opinion on shit. So, if you want to follow me, too.
Ashley is definitely a music connoisseur. Ashley is also extremely educated. You know, we both have a master's degree, I know, and higher education and mental health, and both currently, actually, we're both, you know, striving towards our PhDs right now, and that's something else we're going to be incorporating with this podcast, is mental health awareness and just wellness in general, and how we have to bring that, especially in the hip-hop community, the urban community, the R&B community, and just Hollywood in general, right? You know, we see, you know, every week or so, we see a new celebrity, unfortunately, that passes away, or every month that has to do with something, you know, health related. And most of the times it's, you know, mental health related, depression and so on and so forth. So, you know, we really got to get the message of people taking care of themselves. You know, we've had a lot of big deaths recently, you know, in this hip hop community, especially this year. You know, Mac Miller and Little Peep and Prince, and you know, all related to you know, substance use. So, you know, these are some things that we're gonna keep bringing out, and you know, we're still waiting on some other big cases going on right now. We got, you know, the 6ix9ine case that's still looming. We're gonna be checking in on. We're gonna be checking in on from time to time. We also just got the verdict on the Tay K case, right? He got sentenced for. I think he got sentenced for. He got convicted of murder, right? And I think it's 50 years right now, and he's only what, 17?
I didn't even hear about this one.
Yeah, so this artist, I'm not super familiar with his music, but I guess since we're doing the podcast stuff, I got to really start getting out of my own behind and start paying attention to other people. Because, yeah, this kid, Tay K, apparently he's like a young kid, like 17, like even kind of like a Bobby Shmurda type story, but like way, like way younger and way quicker. Like, apparently this is, and then also, what's his name? Melly, you know, we're waiting on his, you know, his case to go down with, you know, he has another case going on, right?
Right. So,
Melly. So we got, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to be talking about, but apparently this artist, Tay K, I think he's from, I got to get my research guy. So, yeah, teen rapper sentenced for Ethan Walker murder. Sentenced up to, so Tay K sentenced 55 years after a 21-year-old man was killed during home invasion. So according to...
So long story short, the guy broke in on him? Or did the rapper break
so
in
apparently
on him?
To an article, so this is coming from an article by Robin Merritt from people.com. Says rapper Tay K has been sentenced to 55 years in prison for murder. Like I said, people, this is not my writing. This is from an article. Tay K, whose real name is Tamor McClintry, appeared in court on Tuesday, and he was also fined $10,000, according to Fort Worth Telegram, for his involvement in a home invasion and robbery in Mansfield, Texas, that resulted in the death of a 21-year-old Ethan Walker in 2016. So this was 3 years ago. Damn.
That was 3 years ago. So they waited that long.
Wow. So he was doing crazy shit when he was like 15.
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 30 years in prison, $5 fine, aggravated robbery, and to 13 years in prison. Wow. So apparently he broke into someone's... Although Tay K did not pull the trigger, prosecutors argued that he was just as responsible considering he knew the plan to steal the drugs from the house where Walker was. According to Dallas police.
So what they're saying is Tay K was involved in the robbery.
Yeah,
he didn't pull the trigger, but they're giving him just as many years as the person that did because he was involved in it.
Is it because
of the fact that he was a rapper?
It says at the time of the incident, Tay K was just 16, along with six other people were arrested in the July 2016 capital murder charges. He was later placed under house arrest and told the hearings. However, before that, he cut off his ankle monitor and went on the run in 2017. As a fugitive, he released the song The Race, on which he raps, "Fuck a beat, I was trying to beat a case, but I ain't beat that case, bitch, I did the race, skirt, skirt." The music video for the track shows Tay K posted an actual wanted poster of himself. The motherfuckers are snitching on themselves these days.
Yeah, they definitely are. That is some Bobby Shmurda shit. Like, what the fuck?
Why are you telling on yourself?
Yeah, like...
Apparently the song debuted... This is the hip... So everybody listen. This hip-hop police shit is very real. This shit is very real. Because the song debuted at number 70 on the Billboard, which he was snitching on himself. Apparently, people heard it because the song received nods from many artists, including Travis Scott, who tweeted, "Do the dash, then go out the way," quoting the lyrics. Wow. So another young kid.
He's just a baby. Like, I'm thinking about the shit that I was doing at 15 and 16, and I was in somebody's library trying to get an A on a freaking math test. Like, who's doing this? Like,
at his age, I was doing stupid shit, too, but, I mean...
I'm not gonna lie, I was doing stupid shit, but it wasn't, like, cutting off fucking ankle bracelets and shit like this.
Yeah, nah. I had a little bit more fear in me.
Yeah. Well, you more thug than I am anyway, so...
shit, I got a Sicilian mom.
Yeah, you
Italian
right.
They don't play around with that shit.
Yeah, you do have a point.
I was afraid to come home for that shit. Get the fuck out of here. I had to sneak my, if I wanted to be out past one, I had to sneak the fuck out and crawl down the stairs like I was on some Mission Impossible shit.
I'm not gonna lie. My dad was damn near a sergeant. And they had locks on doors, so sis wasn't getting out. Everybody knew each other in my city, so.
See, my mom purposely made no locks in every door in the house.
Mom was a fucking thug.
So she could walk in your room ever the fuck she wanted to.
Damn, oh, she a G.
With your friends? Oh, what the fuck you doing in there? Get that shit out of here. You got smoking weed? Get the hell out of my house. No, for real. We would be 16. What? It smells. What's that smell?
Nothing.
Shit, and this is in 2005, 2006. There is no such thing as a cartridge. There is no such thing as a... Or if you smoke, you smoked, and that shit stunk up the whole fucking house. That shit stunk up the whole fucking house. You could be in the bathroom, turning the shower on, making that shit, trying to fucking get the smell out, steam in the shower. Why is the shower on for so long? What are you doing?
Because you trying to get blazed. That's what that shit was.
Ma, we're getting lit. Leave us alone.
Right.
We're playing Xbox with the boys.
Got a whole bitch in the house.
Shit. Take cases. All you gotta do is just smoke some weed, man. Stay inside.
Bruh, there was no doing that in my house. My parents did not believe that shit at all. It was dead.
You're a strong person for what you know, what you just, you know, had to go through and everything. And you have my blessings as a friend.
Thank you.
And what else? What else went on this week? What do we got in the world?
Let me look and see. What's up?
We're gonna have to get a stat person.
We definitely do.
We're gonna get a stat person, and we're gonna start recording this for y'all. Talking about putting it on YouTube. We're gonna get visuals. We're gonna have real camera guys. It's gonna be legit. This is just the first episode. This is a play around.
Yeah, this is just starting, so bear with us.
Who?
We're definitely going to get this together.
We got some new music. What's going on this week in music? Let me see what we got. What's some new music? So we got, The Lion King. That's what I saw last weekend. Speaking of new things, that's what we can talk about. The Lion King.
And tell me how it was, because I'm still
everybody,
a little, I love Lion King.
When we bring stuff up like this, I want y'all to comment your thoughts. When we bring up a topic, that's the whole point. We want to hear y'all opinions. Comment and let us know how y'all feel about these topics. Because these are all meaty topics. We could talk about these for a while, right? So
Now, from what I hear from Lion King, I heard that the shit was short as fuck.
Short? A Game of Thrones episode was longer than that shit.
Oh, no!
The Long Night was longer than fucking... The Long Night was longer than Lion King.
What the I love Lion King, though. Like, that's a fucking classic. So I have to see it.
Beyonce killed it. I'm going to be real. Beyonce killed
it.
Her voice, she played Nala. Her voice was great. Seth Rogen killed it as the big warthog. You know, Hakuna Matata. And,
period. I mean, no worries.
I was trying to figure out who the fuck played Scar's voice. That was, like, messing with me the whole time. I might have to look that up right now.
What was wrong with it? Did it sound too bitchy?
It could have been a little more evil, I feel like.
I heard that too. Like,
let me see. Lion King cast. Yeah, because I don't know. I was expecting a little more. Well, Donald Glover is the man, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. We got to get his behind on here one of these days, because
he's dope as fuck.
He is a great actor, great musician. That kid is on a whole nother level, super talented.
He is. He has like the short video that's out, so that's really good.
You know who plays Scar? Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Okay.
Chiwetel Ejiofor, however you say his last name. Ejiofor.
Got you.
Yeah, and then... Yep, I knew it. John Oliver played Zazu, the bird.
Mm-hmm. And of course,
Eric Andre played Azizi.
Alfre Woodard is in here. Okay.
Yeah, and Keegan-Michael Key.
Okay. Yeah, they have a lot of superstars in here.
Yeah, it was a good cast. You got
They even had Chance the Rapper. Where was he?
He must have been on.
They said he was Bush Baby, whoever that is.
The soundtrack or some shit. Oh, you know what? When I saw with somebody, that's funny. Because I said, whose voice is that? And she said, I think it's Chance the Rapper. I thought she was playing with me for a second.
No, it's really Chance the Rapper.
Okay, maybe she knew what she was talking about.
Yeah, it's really Chance the Rapper.
So, honestly, I thought it was really short. Like, I had one, I had one iced tea. And that shit was, by the time that shit was done, the movie was done.
That's crazy.
And I was still gonna watch it
because they made a lot of money off of that one, like in that one week on the line here, they made a shitload of money.
I mean, I'm still gonna watch it. I feel like they rushed it though, like the movie
they
itself.
Did. Because there was like, a lot of anticipation, like everybody was waiting for this.
Almost kind of like, and that's another thing we're gonna get into because we're gonna do hour long episodes. What the fuck happened with Game of Thrones? Everybody, this is it. We're going to go all out right now. So all the people that are pissed about season 8, spoiler alert.
I have a confession.
You didn't finish it?
No.
Oh, God.
I didn't finish it.
She's already screwing up the flow, guys. She's screwing up the flow.
Well, here's my excuse. When I was watching it, when I really got deep into it, that's when my dad passed.
Okay.
So I fell off. And I haven't got back on it yet.
Well, so, then I'm not going to trash talk it up too much.
Don't trash it for me.
You kind of know what happened anyway.
I know somebody's going to take the throne. I'm pretty sure that it was the same bitch, you know. But.
Wait, who do you think it was that took the throne?
Who? Okay, just tell me who took the throne. I'll watch the rest of it. Just tell me who took it. Because that's what I was anticipating.
It was dumb as fuck. Spoiler alert, everybody. If you do want to watch Game of Thrones and you have not finished, stop listening now. Like right now. Stop listening. So, this was some dumb shit. Bran won the fucking whole thing. The cripple, this motherfucker didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He just sat in his damn chair and fucking hallucinated the whole time, and this man ends up winning.
What?
Yeah, and they did my boy dirty. You know who?
Yeah.
Big whole storyline. They did my boy Jon Snow dirty.
He was the best thing for Game of Thrones. What the fuck?
They ruined the whole storyline because I call them Dumb and Dumber. D&D, because that's their initials.
Yeah.
Dan and David, Dumb and Dumber. Because Dumb and Dumber got paid by Star Wars to do their next trilogy. And they said, screw this shit. I'm getting out of here because HBO's not paying me enough.
Okay.
No,
for real.
HBO's not paying me enough. Because listen to this. The reason why the petition was signed, 2 million people, was because leaks came out that HBO asked them, D&D, the writers and producers, to do a full 10-episode season, and they denied and would only do 6 episodes.
That's fucked up.
So that's on them.
That's fucking stupid.
It was for the bag.
Yeah, of course it was. And they started getting like probably
cocky too.
Cocky with this shit. Like
it was the best show on television.
It definitely was. Because like you got me into this shit. I was just like, this is a dope ass show. Like, I really got into it, but.
And, like, that's why I kind of just want to be real and tell you just what happened, because you're going to be, I don't tell you what's going to happen, you're going to be so let down, like.
I'm just confused on how they allow for Bran to get the spot. Like, they couldn't let Jon Snow get it, they couldn't let Daenerys get it.
So I'm not going to tell you detail, on what went down, but basically Sansa ends up taking over the North.
I expected that.
Because she's a bad bitch.
She's bad as fuck. Like, she was that bitch.
So basically, the Starks rule all of Westeros now. So Bran controls. So it was no more 6-7 kingdom. It was only 6, because Sansa now the North is a separate kingdom. So Sansa is the queen of the North.
Damn.
And now Bran is controlling the 6 southern kingdoms. So Dorne, the High Garden, the Reach, all that shit is now under him. So now the Starks control all of Westeros.
I mean, when you look at it, though...
Which, I'm happy about that, but...
I'm okay with that. I'll take that, because Ned was really a dope-ass character, too, before they killed his ass off. So, it's...
Who?
The dad.
Oh, Ned? Hell yeah.
Stark. Yeah, he was dope as fuck, and he was really for right. So... I'm kind of content with knowing that his son got it. So
they did John just like Ned.
They killed him?
Nah, they didn't do that. But
they
offed
him. Yeah.
Might as well. How do you send my boy beyond the fucking wall for life?
What the fuck?
How do you ban the king?
That's crazy as fuck.
For saving everybody.
That's crazy.
Because Daenerys lost her shit. That's what happened.
Oh.
Remember the prophecy I was telling you about?
Yeah.
Remember the whole Azor Ahai prophecy? I told you what was going to happen. It happened.
Yeah.
So everything I told you was going to happen, I was right. But the way they wrote it sucked.
Of course.
The dialogue was ass.
They were trying to rush this shit off.
The dialogue was ass. Yeah, it was. They weren't connecting plots. They were giving certain characters plot armor for no reason. Like, how the fuck do you give us 8 years of teasing us with the Night King and then fucking dead him in one episode?
What the fuck? So what about Arya?
Like, how? And then they let her kill him?
Yeah.
Instead of my man?
Who at least give us that fucking kill? Now, I'm not gonna lie, though. Arya is a badass bitch, too.
But they should have had her do some other shit, because I don't want to keep giving it away stuff, but, like, they could have had her off some other people that she already wanted to off the whole
time. She had a whole list.
And they didn't let her off those people. And then you give her John's kill, and then you make John do what he has to do to save the realm, and John had to make a sacrifice, because pretty much Dany burnt down the whole fucking King's Landing. With the dragon. She killed everybody.
Of course she did.
I'm talking about Lannister. I'm talking about soldiers and civilians. She did some like 9/11 shit.
Damn.
Like she snapped. Like she lost it. Because Cersei was like taunting her and shit.
So what happened, like, with Cersei, bitch ass?
This is what pissed me off. They could have had Arya do this. You know how they had them fucking die? So Jaime ends up escaping at the end of season 7
mm-hmm.
and going to help Jon, right?
Right.
So he goes to Winterfell to fight the Night King and the Army of the Dead. All that happens, right? And then this motherfucker, they have him go leave, betray Jon and Dany, escape, and go back to Cersei. So this motherfucker apparently can time travel and beat the whole army down there. This is why people, like, the writing makes no sense. They rushed it because shit that happened the first 4 seasons took episodes to happen. Like, people traveling across the continent, it's happening now in, like, a half episode.
So, basically, this shit.
So, they're like,
really,
how did Jaime beat
more
everybody
seasons
there?
So,
like, how did Jaime even... So, this motherfucker, basically, so Tyrion was like, listen, I'm the head of the invasion, like... If y'all surrender, like, if she brings the dragon, ring the bell, and I'm going to call everybody off, right? And when you ring the bell, he gave Jaime directions to go down these secret steps out, and there's going to be, he had, like, a boat waiting for him, for them to escape, to go to Essos. And they could, like, live happily ever after, like, in witness protection type shit.
Of course, yeah.
So... Basically, what happened was these motherfuckers, while Dany was fucking up the whole King's Landing, the fucking building ended up crumbling on top of them on some, like, 9/11 shit. Like, what the fuck? We didn't want to see her die. Like, you didn't even get to see her in pain. You just saw all of a sudden the building just fell down.
I wanted to see somebody crack her motherfucking skull. Like,
yeah, Brick did.
Oh.
But well, that's it. Like, she was in the basement of the Red. She was in the basement of the Red Keep, and all you saw was like the building just start collapsing towards them, and like.
But
and
it's
then
just
went black.
Like, but.
And that's how the episode ended.
So basically, they just dropped the ball on this whole season. It really should have been technically like two, and they just rushed
Hell,
the fuck
they
out.
Could have. If they could have put two full seasons, that's how much good storytelling that was in there. They rushed the whole thing. The Long Night episode, the actual battle itself, that shit was so dark. That's when people were like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, at first, I thought it was me. Like, I thought it was me. Maybe I'm bugging. Maybe I needed my glasses. Then I started fucking around with my TV. I was putting the brightness level up. I was turning it down. I was like, where's the glare coming from? Meanwhile, there can't be no fucking glare because it's 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, and then during the episode, I'm texting people. I'm like, I can't see shit. And everybody's like, I can't see anything either.
What
and then,
the
of course,
fuck?
The next day, everybody was like, we knew the night was going to be long and dark, but we didn't think it was going to be that dark. Like, we couldn't see shit.
What the entire fuck?
Like, they spent all that fucking money, and we couldn't see anything. It was, like, just... And what happened was one of the directors came out publicly saying how those two fucking idiots purposely said to him, we want to get as much stuff in the way of the viewer's eyes as possible. We want to make it as smoky and like we don't want them to be able to see everything because they're lazy. And that's what you do when you're producing movies and you're trying to be lazy and you don't want to have to use as much effects. You use like mist and shit like that so they don't have to work as hard.
They're bitch
like,
asses. They are full of shit. That's
so
bullshit.
Like, remember the Battle of Hartholm? Remember the episode season 5, the first big battle where John, that was the episode where the Night King, that was the first time he like stared at John and John was on the boat and he raised his arms and
yeah.
All the dead and all the right. So that the same director, his name is Mikhail Jakovich or some Russian name. He's really good. He directed a Battle of Hartholm and the Battle of the Bastards.
He did that.
So, like, he's a good director.
So they could have just let him do this.
He was saying that they were, like, micromanaging everything he did. He was saying he didn't even want to. He said he actually, like, denied. Like, he didn't even want to do the Long Night episode. But he was contracted, so he had to.
And that's why the shit was, like,
literally,
because they were micromanaging it. Because he did bomb on those battles, like. The Battle of the Bastards,
yeah.
I was here for it. Like, I was like, oh.
And he even said, he goes, remember at Hardhome, once the White Walkers invaded, you could barely see anything because all that white mist was around? He was like, that was their fucking idea, not mine. He's like, I want y'all to be able to see the shit. And these lazy motherfuckers, they just want to put as much stuff in between the viewer.
I don't
want to
see no damn mist.
Exactly.
I want to see
we
somebody
get
their head
chopped
off. Like, what is this? No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, stupid, shit. Like, man.
And to think that people are actually, like,
years.
People are literally dedicating their $15 a month to watch this, and you gonna let us down like that?
That's,
come on.
I'm only telling you half the shit. When you hear some of the other stuff, when you actually watch it and you're like, this is like, what? That's not even realistic to how the whole storyline was. Like, you're telling me Euron Greyjoy is a fucking fucking SEAL Team SNCC sniper and could fucking shoot guy with one shot. And then the next episode, he misses every single one.
That's why
like,
people
the writing
like, I
made
heard
no
the raid,
sense.
I'm not going to lie, like, even after the whole situation that happened with my dad or whatever, when I was ready to watch it again, people had already started chiming in about how it sucked. So I'm just like, is it even worth me watching the rest of it? Now I want to watch it just to see how bad it sucked.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, shit, he wasn't lying. They
oh,
really
God.
Fucked it up. But what I'm excited about is so the new show that's about to drop in the fall is called The Witcher. And that's like the next new big fantasy, like war, like series type thing. Because it's based off of books. But what got The Witcher popular was it was a video game. But the video game is based off the books. And they got Henry Cavill, the dude that plays Superman. He's playing the main guy. And
yeah,
it's going to be on Netflix.
Right now.
Yeah, it's going to be on Netflix. It looks really, like, I'm, because the video games are good, but I heard the books are wild. Like, just like Game of Thrones, like, the good, like, they're good. So basically, like, this guy, he's the Witcher. He, like, is a monster hunter. And he's like a monster bounty hunter. And he goes and, like, has to kill all these monsters and shit. But, like, there's, like, an overarching, like, evil, like, sorcerer guy that we're going to, like, slowly get, like, acclimated to throughout, like, the seasons and shit. But,
yeah, this looks like it's going to be dope.
But I'm all for that nerdy shit.
Yeah. And you're starting to get me into it because I'm like, I'm not a huge TV watcher, but when I do watch something, I'm a binge watcher. And I like to get deep into, like, the storyline and, you know, shit like that. So,
yeah, well, this one is going to be, that's why I love Game of Thrones, right? Because the storyline was so complex.
It was so much, like, you couldn't just focus in on one thing. Like, it was so much, I understand why the books were so fucking thick.
Like,
would I ever read them, I probably wouldn't have the attention span.
I saw some funny ass meme. I'm sure a lot of the people listening probably saw it too on social media. It was a meme and it was a picture of a horse, right? And it had like three spots to it. Like there was like three columns, right? And the front of the horse was beautiful, like the way it was drawn. And it said seasons 1 to 4. And then, like, the body of the horse, like, you could start to tell, like, it looked like a kid started drawing it. And it said seasons 5 to 7. And then the ass was stick figure type shit. And it said season 8. I was like, that is literally exactly
what
happened.
That sounds legit.
It went from this beautiful mirage to this piece of
stick
shit.
Stick figure.
Like.
Trash. Like.
Surface level, like, they just took every foreshadowing that they did for 10 years, and they were just like, oh, well, we just got that bag from Star Wars. We just got the check. We just got the bag. We don't have to do anything. We can rush this shit.
That's bullshit.
Did you know that the...
Hold on, you're cutting out. What did you say?
Like, social media for, like, 2 weeks on purpose. Because they knew
what you said.
So those two idiots, they said before the series was released that they said during the finale that them and their family are leaving and they're going to undisclosed locations and social media for 2 weeks. And
that should have told you right there
said
that it was going to be full of shit.
That is some death threat type shit. That's like, motherfuckers are going to try to kill us because we fucked this up so bad.
They, like, that's how you should have known that it was going to be full of shit. Like, oh.
Like, if you have to hide your family because you fucked up a show that bad, then we got some issues.
Yeah, they was gonna get their ass, like, for real, for real. They were nervous about that shit. Shaking in their boots, like...
Shit.
We really fucked this up.
Well, they fucked that up, and then we got Lion King shortening us on that 80-minute movie. So it's been an interesting week. I think we gave some good material for the viewers or the listeners, I should say, for them to think about, and hopefully we could. Some new content for next week.
Keep
this thing rocking and rolling. Start get some artists on here and just get the vibes going.
Right. This is gonna be a lit situation right here.
It's gonna be a lituation.
Lituation, see.
It's gonna be a lituation. Everybody listening though. New single out now called Go Down. Nicki Bonds featuring Dami Baby. You guys gotta go listen to that on all platforms.
Is little, this little, girl?
Yeah, little summer, oh, little Instagram. Summer. Follow them. Yeah, tell them the IG.
The name is Blame, BLAME dot VTHE dot BEAUTE. So the beauty. Blame the beauty. I will be there. Follow me and I will follow you back.
Yeah, follow for follow. Hey, everybody, we love y'all. Thanks for listening in. This is our first official episode, and we're going to have many, many more for y'all with all invigorating topics for us to talk about.
Thank y'all. Right.
All right, y'all. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace and love.
Bye.